That was To Be Young, Gifted, and Black by Nina Simone. You are listening to 90.7 WGXC, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. It is 6 p.m. This is William, your host for Clubhouse Radio, where we will be broadcasting live at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse, and we will be playing and breaking down music that matters.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, presenting Censored, where we play the music that matters in our lives and break down the ways music, culture, and self-expression are censored by the world around us. We're coming to you live in front of our studio audience at the Youth Clubhouse in Catskill, New York. For the next 3 weeks, we will be dividing into Black Matters. This week through song, next week through creative writing, and finally through community reporting. Tune in every Friday at 6 p.m. to WGXC 90.7. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. We're going to start our conversation with Hope by XXXTentacion.
Rest in peace to all the kids that lost their lives in the Parkland shooting. The song is dedicated to you.
Okay, she be gone every single night. And I don't mind, cause I'm killing lies. I'm lost to the God, I'm in your mind. So I don't wanna die, yeah, when you cross my mind. So, what you say? Feeling good, I'm feeling great. Tired of f***ing hate. Stacking cheese all on my plate.
Oh, for the rest of us.
That was Hope by XXXTentacion. So today we're here to talk about a few things. One of those subjects being things about black artists and character judgment. XXXTentacion sadly lost his life last year. And he was, you know, denied a Grammy for his memoriam, and a lot of fans gave them backlash for that, only for the simple fact that they looked at his background history and did not like his record, only because he went to prison, and his tattoos and how he looks. Like, and the song that he made called Hope was about the kids that lost their life in the Parkland, Florida shooting, which was a very sad and tragic situation. And I just feel like that a lot of kids lost their lives, and it was, you know, very sad. So it's good that he went to speak on that topic, and then sadly he died right after that.
Why do you think it is a good song, if you do?
You know, he's really just like an artist that he's like very peaceful. He didn't like just like start any drama. Like when he was younger, he would condone like a lot of violence and stuff, and that's why at like 17 he went to prison. And you know, he was doing all these bad things like drugs, and then he like looked back at himself and he was like, wow, I'm doing these things, and it's like, that's not me. So he went and he ended up cleaning his act together, but after he died, everybody just, you know, that's when everybody actually cared about him. The first time, he actually did fake his death because he wanted to make his point that nobody cared about anybody or an artist until they die. So he faked his suicide one time, a couple years back, and which was, everybody thought that he was dead, so they cared. But after he had cleared up the situation, nobody had cared until he actually died. And that's when people were talking about, oh, I've been knowing him since like 2016. I've been listening to him for like ever now, when they're really just fake fans. They don't know anything. So
is he an inspiration to you?
Yeah, he is a big inspiration to me. You know, he helped me get through some tough times, and I just kind of, his music gives me like a lot of good vibes, and he's a very positive person. I look up to him as like a really big part of my life.
What is something that you think he did good for the world or for his music?
He does speak on a lot of topics, one of them being like suicide prevention and things like that, and police brutality. He has a whole song on it. If you want to go listen to it, feel free. He just is a positive person.
Okay.
Like, all in all.
Okay, does like he make you do the good things?
Yeah. You know, I look back at what he's done and what he's left for the world after his passing. What he left for us was a last message from his Instagram Live, and he said a few things about, like, if he ever dies, he wants at least 5 million people to care about him, or at least somebody to care about him, or if, you know, he wants at least like 5,000 people outside of the hospital waiting for him, or that to show some sort of affection, or that they even care.
Okay, do you think after he died, do you think people stop thinking about him and stop like remembering him?
No, that is actually one thing that is true. After his passing, that's when everybody, you know, started to hear about him, you know, of like all genres. Even, you know, other musical artists spoke on him and on the situation that had happened. on that day, and a lot of people were very sad that day.
How long have you been listening to his music?
I'm going to be honest, it's been like since 2016.
Wow. Wrap up.
Okay. That's about it.
Next song is War Cry.
Spiritual, our souls are crying out.
That was War Cry by Queen Naja, and that song, the issues that break down in that song is, like, she was basically telling how the world is and how people and kids are dying every day and mothers crying because their kids are dying. And it was about how she was saying the world needs to change because there's, like, literally people getting shot almost every day because of the violence that's going on in the world. And honestly, the world does need to change because,
there are, like,
it's too much violence.
And there are, like, things like police brutality, which are, you know, really sensitive subjects to some people because in, like, the black community, there are people, like, very sensitive people targeted by police and just being shot and arrested for no reason because of the color of their skin, which I don't think is right.
Me neither, I don't. This is some facts about Queen Naja. She was born on October 17th, 1995. Queen Naja was is an American YouTube personality and singer who is known for her music. She makes up vibes. She is known for YouTube. And she is known for being, also known for being on American Idol Season 8.
How do you think she's impacted many people's lives with, like, her videos and or her music? Do you think that that's something that goes through in the young community and people hear her voice and want to help out?
Well, yeah. I think that, like, she's a very positive person. Just that when she, the songs and stuff that she comes out to and people think they know the meaning behind them, but they don't. Like, there's really serious meanings behind songs that you really need to get it. Because if you get it, then I feel like you really know what the song's about.
She certainly is, an idol to many young artists and inspired a lot of people. Is how do you think she's impacting, like, the young community as, like, a whole? And is she someone you look up to? Is, like, she one of your role models?
Oh my gosh, Queen Naja, it's like I really, really, really look up to her. She inspires me because, like, everything she says inside her songs is right. Everything she says inside her songs is right, and I feel like she's, like, yeah, and she impacts people inside the world because, like, she gives messages to them. Like, she tells them what to do if they're going through a really rough time, and some people need that.
Yeah, like, and, like, a lot of songs have many, like, deeper subliminal messages and or, like, really deep and or dark meanings that nobody really could know about because some artists are very sensitive on their music and certain subjects. So we're coming into the end of our time, but first, shout outs. We're gonna give a big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Also, thanks to Donna at Relish Delights down on 291 Main Street in Catskill for fueling us with delicious food. Open on Monday through Friday, 11 to 6. And the Catskill Youth Clubhouses, you know, Hudson, Catskill Clubhouses. Where you at? And the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Tempest, any shout-outs?
Yep. I'm going to give a shout-out to my girl, Queen Naja. She just makes the world positive. It's nothing I would do without her.
And also, shouts out to my one of my best friends, Jasmine. Happy birthday. Okay. That wraps up Censored, presented by Clubhouse Radio. Tune in next week for the Word Shop on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. You can re-listen to this program at WGXC.org and join us live every Friday at 6 p.m. If you are 12 and 18 and want to get involved in the programming of our radio show, join us for Radio Workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Fridays at 5 p.m. Stay tuned for more local news up next and Bound by Books at 6:40.
Tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many really wanna down me. But enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me. And I love myself.
The world is a ghetto,
it comes
to dick.
I love myself.
They can do what they want, and they
say
what I don't mind.
I love myself.
Yeah, I gotta get up,
and I'm on
the suicide.
I love myself.
One day in the sun goes shine.
Everybody looking. Crazy. What you gonna do?
You gonna do?
Lift up your head and keep moving.
Don't
let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence. Everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, it's a dick.
I love myself.
They can do what they want when they want.
They wanna say it's a war outside, and a bomb in the street, and a gun in the hood, and a mob of police, and a rock on the corner, and a line full of fiend, and a bottle full of lean, and a motto on the scene, yeah. These days of frustration, keep y'all on duck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, V5-0 for faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto,
it
doesn't take you back.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
Yeah, I gotta get
on the next
one, suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time.
Walk my bare feet, walk my bare feet. Down, down, valley deep. Down, down, valley deep.
I love myself.
5-4-4-5-4.
I love myself.
Heart under my heart.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, and it's cars and dicky signs.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want with everyone. I don't mind.
I love myself.
So I gotta get up, life is more than suicide.
I love myself.